All right. Your first question when you're making your plan for a deposition is, who is the witness? There are two types of witness that we can learn much more information about prior to the deposition. One is an expert witness. The second is a corporate representative. You're going to have to do your homework. The opposing counsel has a duty to produce some information, but the reality is you're going to have to do your own homework and explore what you can learn in advance about the witness. Let's talk about some specific types of witness. The professional witness, we all run into them. The experts that have testified, you know, as many times as we've taken depositions. Learn what you can in advance. With a professional witness, you want to establish any bias. You want to identify areas where they're overreaching or trying to be unfair. You want to explore whether some of their viewpoints are unreliable or untrustworthy. What are your sources? Where do you get that information? Well, talk to other lawyers. Go on to listservs and find out what information is available. Use the internet. Use the expert's own website. But in my mind, the most helpful and most beneficial source is get prior depositions. Get the prior depositions. Read as many as you can, even if the subject matter is not directly on point with your case. You will learn things about the witness. You will learn little nuggets that you can use in either your deposition or cross-examination. And you've got a wealth of information because there are lots of ways to access prior depositions. You need to learn about the subject matter. Talk to your expert. Read articles and texts, particularly if there are any articles written by the witness. See what the witness has said about this subject matter. You're never going to know the subject matter as well as the expert, but you can be better prepared on the day of the deposition, and you can have a better grasp of how the facts fit the science. Get a report from the witness. It gives you a roadmap or an outline to the witness's opinions. It helps you plan your deposition, and it's a way to help contain the witness if they want to wander outside the bounds of the report. Get the expert file materials and get them in advance. We're entitled to get them in discovery. I understand the reality. I'm as guilty of it as anybody, but arriving at a deposition, receiving a 2-foot-tall stack of file materials and trying to go through those materials in order to identify what's there and what you may want to use, with the clock ticking, the witness sitting there, the court reporter sitting there, everybody wanting to move forward, is not the most productive way to handle it. Get the materials in advance to give you adequate time to evaluate and decide what you may want to use, what you may not need to use. If there are any kind of articles or presentations that the witness relied upon, get those. Look at bills and invoices. Sometimes you can do that to go back and talk to the witness about when the witness did what, and sometimes that doesn't match up to their initial description of their work. Get a list of prior testimony because it allows you to do further research on the witness if you may need it for cross-examination at trial. If you can get them, get reports from other cases. It is amazing how similar some of these reports are. Sometimes there is identical language, almost verbatim, in key parts of the report. If the witness relies upon studies, scientific studies, you want to explore, does the witness misstate the scientific study conclusion? Does the witness ignore contrary articles? Find out what information they rely upon. Do some research to find out what other data is out there. When you're looking at a study, look at who did the study. What was the sample size? Is there something distinguishable about the study? All of that you could do in advance. It's hard to do that on the fly in the course of the deposition. All right. first question you have in your deposition. Do I take a full deposition or do I save something for trial? Well, let's talk about reality. Very few cases go to trial. So your deposition may be your last best chance to create leverage, to put pressure on the defense to think about settlement. So in my view, you almost universally want to do a full deposition. Are there exceptions to that? Sure. There's an instance where something is only good when it's used one time and it's something that can be remedied if they know in advance and you just got to hold it. But 99 times out of 100, you want to do a full deposition.